Her throat pulsed like a tinful of maggots.
I am bandy-legged and saddle-sore from riding roughshod over so many conventions.
If politics is the art of the possible, love is the art of the impossible.
Women are never stronger than when they arm themselves with their weakness.
Hello, I'm Saul Wordsworth, author, musician and journalist. Welcome to the first bonus episode of Devil in the Wilderness.
Greetings.
When I first conceived of these episodes, it was based solely on my promise, in episode 4, to release in full my dad's essay, The Self-Inflicted Wound. Subsequent to that, however, Spratt began to loom large in the story legend. I decided that an episode could also be dedicated to the launch event, and with other ideas up my sleeve, the number of possible bonus episodes mounts. As much as anything, however, they are an effort to maintain connection with a modest community, but a community nonetheless of active, engaged, devil-in-the-wilderness listeners. Devil worshippers, if you will. Though, perhaps you won't. Within the episodes, I will share archive material, plus anything interesting that comes to light, such as recollections about my dad, or news about Spratt. This first one centres on the recent launch party for the podcast. The second, featuring the self-inflicted wound, I plan to release before Christmas, once I've picked the bones out of the latest recording session with my school friend and voice of my father, Chris Porter, and have done my best to eliminate the neighbourly hubbub from downstairs. Meanwhile, there are always fresh diary excerpts to serve up.
My sex lying there, douce and harmless, and with the power of 10 plagues.
Somehow, I failed to shoehorn in that particular quote, so I'm including it here, along with this one.
I must cut my throat according to my cloth.
I think maybe slightly graver for this one, because he is suggesting
that
he must cut his own throat, which is interesting, because it certainly, I think, one of his uncles slit his own throat.
Oh, fuck me, oh yeah.
Possibly more than one. It's not clear. Some family secrets there.
It's a way to go, isn't it? Fucking hell.
It wasn't two uncles, but it was one. There is much I omitted from the original series, for reasons of taste, or to maintain the dignity as far as possible of the dead, or indeed the living, or just fascinating tidbits that didn't quite have a place. This particular morsel, the throat-cutting uncle, I probably should have included. At the very least, it speaks of a potential seam of dysfunction running through my father's maternal line.
A feeling as though my head were a log with an axe in it.
Since the series was released in mid-October, I've received a number of messages via email. This one, from Gareth, my first cousin, once removed, stood out.
My dad mentioned that he was given half a crown in India by friends of the family when he was around 5. He took the boat back to England with your dad, and at the start of the voyage, put it in a drawer in the cabin. Your dad said that he'd better give it to him for safekeeping. He never saw it again, obviously. Your dad spent it all at the bar. So you can add stealing money from children to his list of dastardly deeds.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I've also received numerous suggestions from listeners regarding Spratt. That his name wasn't in fact Spratt, but Jack, as in Jack Spratt, or even S. Pratt. One particularly avid listener, a former boyfriend of my mum's, suggested that the biggest mystery wasn't Spratt at all, but why my, quote, wonderful mother went off with my dad. It's a fair question, and one I've heard a number of times. Prior to their marriage, my Russian grandmother, my mum's mum, asked my mother, Tamara, whether she was sure she was doing the right thing. Her reply? When have I ever done anything I didn't want to? And that, as they say, is that. Talking of marriages, here's my brother David Wordsworth and his wife Anne, and a clip I omitted from the final cut.
Tamara did ask Anne and I to go into the public records office to see whether Christopher had an undeclared marriage. We had no luck, although we felt complete amateurs doing this bit of research. We drew a blank.
After Dad died?
Yeah, when she was back living with your mum, wasn't she? She lived with your mum, didn't, with your grandmother, sorry. And we'd meet her occasionally for a coffee, wouldn't we?
We would.
We'd go up to your gran's and pick her up and go up to Hampstead, wouldn't we, and have a coffee and although I don't know, did he keep a lot of papers?
No. He did not.
Mamma no trail, eh?
I checked. Nothing in the archives. Maybe he used a different name. Another possible mystery.
One wishes to crack the mirror and grope within it for the images of all it has seen.
The podcast was officially launched on the 15th of October, 2023. 25 years to the day of my dad's death, and marked by a feature in the Observer newspaper, a link to which I've included in the show notes. 2 days prior to this, I held a launch party for close friends and family at Elvino's, the Fleet Street bar that was, for many years, the hub of British journalistic hobnobbing, gossip, and heroically long lunches. You're about to hear 3 short speeches from the night. First, you'll hear my cousin Paul Wordsworth, 20 years my senior, followed by me. Then lastly, a few words from the voice of my father, Chris Porter.
Ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen!
I'd like to call my first witness, if I could. This is my cousin Paul Wordsworth, who is going to say a few words and give you a bit of background about my dad. I think maybe in the corner there,
and we all face...
I'm trying to get out of the way.
I make a very good target for bread rolls. So thank you very much, Saul. It's really nice to be here. I feel a bit of an imposter because I didn't really know Christopher, Saul's father, until rather later in life when he would drop by at our house for breakfast on his way to writing a report for a cricket match somewhere in Worcester or Wales. Really, in his younger life, we hardly knew him at all. He was a rather distant figure, but a figure nevertheless that we knew had a rather checkered past. without ever being able to put our finger entirely on what it was that he was supposed to have done. In fact, he did a lot of sports writing. I think there was a time when he was able to derive a little bit of kudos from the fact that my younger brother got three blues at Cambridge University and went on to play for England. So that held some weight in the sports writers' camp, I think. I remember one glorious report which said, Wordsworth did nothing to cause avuncular displeasure. And it was such high-blown praise in a sports report that earned him a place in Sued's Corner in Private Eye no less than 12 times in 1 year. There were always vague stories circulating within our family about who Christopher had run off with, or as he put it, rescued. I remember in my early days in Oxford, working in a rehabilitation ward, meeting a double amputee. He looked at my name badge. Wordsworth, you're not related to Christopher Wordsworth, are you? By this time, I was savvy enough to say, maybe. It turned out that this chap's older brother had been engaged to somebody of some nobility, I think, and Christopher had run off with her to the wilds of Wales. Again, in our own village, we went for Christmas drinks with one of the Queen's heralds, actually, and he said, "Now, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Paul Wordsworth." I had the maybe ready. He said, "Wordsworth? You're not related to Christopher." You see, it's a theme. And he said, "Christopher Wordsworth ran off with my fiancée." So I think there is a theme emerging here, and there are all these bare bones in the family closet. And I cannot wait for this podcast to put just a little bit of more flesh on the bare bones. And I'm really looking forward to it enormously. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
So I won't linger too long, mainly because there's some serious work to be done if we are to hit the minimum spend tonight. So, at the bar. But I do want to give you some background. Because I appreciate not everyone here knew my dad, knows who he was, or what this podcast is actually about. So in brief, after his death, I found 5 diaries he left behind. So I read them, and what I discovered is that my dad is, in fact, Jack the Ripper. So my dad, Christopher Wordsworth, was a reasonably well-known journalist, and that's why we're here today on Fleet Street, rather than, for example, Pizza Express in Woking, because for the period he was active as a journalist, that's the early 60s to the early 90s, Elvino's was the hub of Fleet Street life, mainly lunchtimes, which, as far as I could tell, would often begin around 11, and end on Thursday. My dad, being a freelancer, would come into the offices of the Observer once a week, help write the headings for the literary pages, then adjourn here for refreshment and recuperation. I recall an occasion when he rang my mum from King's Cross, telling her the train he'd be on to Harpenden, only for him to wake up in Bedford and call her again with the new information, only to wake up again in King's Cross. For this reason, Elvino's felt like a fitting spot for a podcast launch of a figure, albeit a minor figure, from the birth in the heyday of British journalism. When he died, he did leave behind some diaries, which I couldn't read because of his tricky hieroglyphic handwriting. So I paid a professional to transcribe them, and she sent me the transcripts. And what I read blew my socks off. So I sent them to my brother, and they blew his socks off too. So we were both, for a short period, briefly sockless. But once I'd put my socks back on, I felt it was time to do something with them. The diaries, not the socks. Initially, there was a play and a feature, but I'm glad nothing came of either, else I wouldn't have settled upon the podcast format, which I believe is the best way to do justice to the extraordinary writing in the diaries, to explore my dad's mysterious past. He was what might be described as a bit of a sort. To chart his years living in the wilderness of Snowdonia, that's the period occupying the diaries, and also as a foundation from which to consider our own, often thorny, relationship. I found a producer, Paul Kobrak, who you may know from such works as, sorry, Paul, A History of the World and 100 Objects and the Louis Theroux podcast. Yeah. Louis has, Paul has two clients, Louis and me. Paul agreed to come on board only if he, and I quote, didn't have to do anything. But Paul did plenty, bringing decades of experience to bear and acting as an excellent sounding board, as well as a genial companion on a road trip to Snowdonia. So if there's anything you'd like to say about my dad, a story to recount, for example, to go on the record and state that he is in fact your father too, seek out Paul after this short speech and he'll record you. It may then appear in... Many people provided voices for the podcast, reading letters or emails or voicing characters. There's probably 20 of them, so I won't mention them all here, though I would draw your attention to Marcus Smith, whose taxi driver, 5 minutes into episode one, is a masterclass of what I believe is called the method. There was, in fact, an audition for the role, which involved Marcus, John Bubb, and Tim Patterson coming around to mine to watch a World Cup match last December before taking it in turns to impress the director. Marcus's Lester twanged, "Good luck with the book, Mr. Wordsworth," won the day, though John's unusual Scottish dialect also impressed the judges. As for Tim's effort, I'm not sure that I would even dare upload it to the dark web. We love you, Pogo. I guess I should briefly talk about the music. So my plan was always to include a couple of my own tracks within the episodes. But then I reasoned there would never be a better time to release an album, with the possibility of cross-pollination culminating in my complete and utter dominance of the cultural landscape. There are many people to thank on this front, though since this is a soft launch of the album, they're not here. However, a big thank you to Lucy Bray. Are you here, Lucy? She's not here. Okay. Because she collaborated with me on a couple of tracks singing, but anyway. Thank you, Lucy. I'd also like to thank my boss, Tom Stone, who is also here tonight, and who in 2021... let me go part-time. That was his first mistake. Without that space, though, I would never have come up with this idea and been able to see it through, not to mention write, record, and produce an album and an EP. On occasions like this, I feel it's always good to have a surprise up one's sleeve. And so, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I should like to introduce you to my father. Where are you, Dad? Are you there?
Hello.
Chris, come up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Porter.
Hello.
Who is Chris Porter, actor, voiceover artist, cyclist, bike mechanic, motorcyclist, school friend, and one of the finest eggs I know.
Oh, bless you.
Chris is the voice of my father on the podcast. And as you'll discover, if and when you listen, he's exceptionally good at it. And Chris is just going to say a couple of words.
Thank you for getting me involved. I haven't, about 2 and a bit years ago, I got a WhatsApp from you saying, can you just do these lines on a WhatsApp? And I sent you some lines back. Not quite right. Sent them back and forth. Ended up at your house, microphone, bottle of Talisker, and we got there in the end. So thanks for getting me on board. The diaries are so vivid. He's the prince of phrase makers. And I think as an actor, it's my job to keep out of the way. Of the words, all I had to do was apply kind of a layer of frustrated middle-aged man in the arts, jealous of the success of his peers, and generally frustrated with my position in the industry. And the rest of it was easy. And finally, I just say, I met your dad, along with lots of school friends, on quite a few occasions. We'd nip to your house to get a cricket bat or a cricket ball or something like that. And I was thinking, I was racking my brains for a visual image of your dad. And I do remember him coming out and talking to us and all that kind of stuff. But my main memory of your dad is the smell of the house. And his the general presence in the next room. And I think that's what you've really got with the podcast is you really get a sense that your dad is in the next room and very slightly scary. But I'm very grateful that you've got...
That is in a large part thanks to you, Chris.
Oh, bless you. That's also okay. Me. Anyway, thank you for getting me on board. I'm very grateful.
Right, thank you very much. Now go and buy very expensive drinks. Namaste. Thank you, Paul.
Only one way to deal with people. Kick them in the balls and then accept their apologies.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
How do we feel about podcasters who ask you to like and subscribe, to review and to rate? Kind of annoying, isn't it? It shouldn't be, but it is. At least I find it annoying. So I'm not going to do that. Instead, a suggestion. Tell one friend or share one post on one social media outlet about this podcast. There, I've said it. And now I've annoyed myself. Let's move on.
I'm not a control freak. I'm just here to control all the other control freaks.
A quick final word about my dad and music. Dad had a wonderful, rich bass voice, but was entirely tone deaf. Couldn't tell you whether a note went up or down. My mother, on the other hand, whether singing or playing the piano, had a very obvious gift. The only music I ever heard in our house, however, was my mum's old Roberts radio tuned to Radio 3, or the deep warblings of the Burl Ives records my dad would very occasionally request that I put on for him. Thankfully, via neighbours and cousins, I was exposed to more modern sounds. I love my early LPs, first Playaway and Peter and the Wolf, slowly graduating to Grease and Adam and the Ants, before finally hitting the mother lode with Michael Jackson, Chamon. Yet my father was forever putting it down, calling it monkey music. By implication, he was putting me down, to the point where, a bit like my reading of fiction, I stopped listening to all music. This occurred when I was about 12. Aged 15, I was drawn back in by my first girlfriend, Rachel, a mile away from my own house and ensconced in her bedroom. She reintroduced me to the sounds of the day. I studied her back catalogue of now that's what I call music albums and generally caught up. I would occasionally, still do, wince when someone talks about something that was released during this musical wilderness. But then my dad never told me to stop. I made that choice, and I have more than made up for it since. In fact, I'm now a recording artist. So this one's for you, Daddy-O. Original music from the series, such as this track, is also by me and is available on Spotify. Links in the show notes. The executive producer of the series is Paul Cobra. The voice of my father is performed by Chris Porter. The voice of Gareth by Thomas Charles. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.